Hello, my name is Dr. John Cipolla. I teach clarinet and saxophone at Western Kentucky University. This podcast series is called Clarinet Basics, and today's podcast is called The Clarinet Embouchure. I think that this podcast can apply to any level musician from beginner to advanced. Though many areas of playing the clarinet are interrelated, breathing, embouchure, articulation, I will isolate some of the larger topics and speak about each of them in individual podcasts. So today's podcast focuses specifically on fundamental embouchure formation when playing the clarinet. The clarinet embouchure can be formed through a combination of saying the letter Q and creating the mouth formation when one whistles. When saying this letter, the chin becomes flat and the corners of the mouth are pulled downward. The inner part of the lower lip should slightly cover the bottom front teeth. Whistling brings the lip muscles forward rather than being pulled back. And though the lips should not be completely forward, as in an actual pucker like drinking through a straw, the combination of saying the letter Q and whistling basically helps to provide the basic foundation to a clarinet embouchure. To gauge how much lower lip to place over the lower teeth, place the index finger flat against the chin, pointing up to the ceiling as if pointing to the bottom of the nose. Your finger should extend slightly above the lower lip, touching the top, just slightly on the top lip. Press the finger firmly against the chin so it's straight up and down and against the lower lip. Now the pressure of the finger will push a small portion of the lower lip over your bottom teeth into your mouth. Next, you take your finger and roll the tip of it slightly into the mouth so the bottom part of it goes away from your chin. Now this little fleshy part of the lower lip that you pressed over your lower teeth that falls in and sort of covers the lower teeth when you pressed your finger, that's pretty much all you need to cover your lip. So I think it's a little overdone when we tell students to roll the lower lip over the teeth, over the lower teeth, because the students will tend to put too much lower lip in, and then you won't see any red portion of your lower lip. A nice looking clarinet embouchure, which does not always guarantee a good sound, but we try to get both the internal and the external to look good. A nice looking external clarinet embouchure is when you see some lower lip showing and it's visible. And that, I think, is why I like to do this little exercise with the lower finger, pressing where you keep the lower red part of the lip visible, and you're just pressing the fleshy part of your lower lip against your lower teeth, and naturally some will cover the lower teeth. So the finger is now at an angle with the lower portion of the finger farther away from the chin, with the lower portion a little farther away from your chin and the upper portion kind of going into your mouth a little bit. Now you say the letter Q with the finger in this position while closing the corners of the mouth around the finger. So the finger is kind of in the mouth. So obviously you need to wash your hands a little bit before you do this exercise. The chin should always stay flat. Next, you try this with the clarinet mouthpiece. The lower lip of the clarinet embouchure should only be firm enough to prevent air leakage. The player should avoid playing with a smile embouchure, which means pulling the corners very far back. Smiling pulls the corners of the embouchure back towards the ears and creates a firm lower lip that pinches the reed and causes a tight, pinched sound. The player should also avoid playing with a raspberry chin, which means little bumps on the chin. Sometimes I've seen players roll their chin up towards their lower lip and bunch it up, which creates a very rough surface on the chin. The chin should basically stay flat, and some people like to refer to it as a pointed chin. Saying the letter Q should help correct this. Q, Q, Q. And while I'm doing that, the corners are firm, reasonably firm, and the chin is kind of pointed. Another little technique is to stand in front of the mirror and say the letter Q, place the clarinet in the mouth while keeping the embouchure formation from saying Q, then placing the index finger horizontally across the chin to re-emphasize the flat chin concept. So in other words, while you're having this formation of this Q formation in your lower lips, take your actual index, your finger, and actually sort of swipe the bottom of your chin to keep it nice and flat. To gauge how much mouthpiece actually goes into the mouth, turn the mouthpiece sideways so you see the reed and the mouthpiece from a side angle. And you'll see where the reed actually touches the mouthpiece. There's a point at which the curve of the tip of the mouthpiece comes down, and there's a little curve on the mouthpiece where the reed actually makes the first contact with the mouthpiece. And that's about maybe a half inch or so below the tip of the reed. And that's approximately where your lower lip should go. Now, some players refer to a spot on the reed where their lower lip is as the sweet spot, and this means that they produce the most vibrant sound by finding just the right spot on the reed to make that reed vibrate in a singing, vibrant tone quality. So what we do is we start out with an approximate point here. Put your lower lip approximately about a half inch down on the reed, and then from that point you'll experiment with a little bit more mouthpiece or a little bit less mouthpiece, and you'll discover that different tone qualities are produced, and you'll find, working along with your teacher, that you'll find what is the optimum position to be placing your lip, depending on the kind of music you'll be playing. And as another reminder, no one embouchure is perfect for everything. Your embouchure is a continually sort of changing thing. It's going to be kept basically intact, but if you were to keep everything exactly the same, you'd have difficulty changing registers or playing various styles of music. So once we get what we're trying to get discuss here is get a basic clarinet embouchure that can be used for a variety of styles of music. Once the outside of the embouchure is formed correctly, the oral cavity should be considered. Whispering the sound like as if you're saying the word he helps create good tongue placement and a compact oral cavity. The sound also keeps the tongue high in the mouth, touching the top back molars. When saying this sound, remember to whisper and not to speak it with the vocal cords. The tongue should remain in this position most of the time when playing the clarinet. The player will find that though the tongue moves to a slightly lower position occasionally, keeping it reasonably high most of the time in the mouth will help the player to produce a focused tone. When the player has a low tongue position, as if you're saying oh, the oral cavity is very open, and the result is a more diffuse expulsion of the airstream. The low tongue position produces a spread and unfocused sounding tone. When the tongue is kept high and touching the back top molars, the air can flow over the top of the tongue through a narrower space between the tongue and the roof of the mouth. The airstream then moves at a faster rate through a smaller area, producing a focused tone quality. The last thing I'd like to talk about are some simple sounds that you can say, or if you are a teacher, you can show your students that will help get both the outside and the inside of the mouth to be in a reasonably good formation to produce a good fundamental characteristic clarinet tone. Now, we already talked about saying as if you're saying he, but whispering it. Let's add now to that. Let's now say the word she, but whisper it. Then whisper the sound as if we're turning the sh into shoe. When we do this, what we're doing is the lower lip is flattening against the lower teeth. So instead of that pucker formation, as if you're saying shoe, we're going to turn it into a shoey. And the E part keeps our lower lip, our chin flat, and our lower lip flat against our lower teeth. Always remember, though, to whisper this. This is because once the vocal cords become involved, the tongue position changes, which changes the oral cavity in your mouth and affects the sound. So let's review. First, you whisper, then sh, then sh, then shooey, sh, then just she. Next, let's think about the air coming up from your upper chest and from the back of your throat. In other words, don't think about your mouth so much at this point, but rather think about the air and focus your attention on it flowing up through your throat and into your mouth. Try not to pay attention to your throat as if you're trying to open your throat. Just be aware of the colder air just sort of flowing up through your throat. Try to blow the air diagonally upward as if you're trying to hit the back of your top front teeth. Now, this is exactly what we were doing when we said she, okay? Shh. We're blowing the air against the top front back teeth. It's as if you're whistling. This keeps the tongue in a high position, keeps the air flowing over the tongue in a compact, focused way rather than spinning around a wide open mouth with a low tongue. Thank you very much. I hope this has been helpful to you all. And I invite you all to visit our Western Kentucky University Clarinet Saxophone Studio webpage. That is at www.wku.edu/, and then the tilde sign, which is that sideways looking squiggly line, then John.Cipolla, John.Cipolla. I wish you all the best and happy practicing.